crying in baseball!
Prepare the water cooler, that we may gather around it later and discuss things. Play ball!
It's time for the Coach's Corner on Drive Time Sports.
Holy cow!
We're going to continue our season recaps here on Drive Time Sports. Over the last 2 days, we've talked USU Eastern softball and baseball as well. Today, we're going to begin wrapping up the high school baseball season. The Emory Spartans had a decent season, to say the least. They did qualify for the state championship tournament, where they went 1-2. Only had two kids that really played varsity ball, only three seniors on the team. Very, very young squad. And joining us to talk about that, we have first-year manager Rob Smith, who also happens to be the third manager in as many seasons at Emory High. Coach, a pleasure as always to get you on. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Definitely, Coach. Seems just like yesterday we were talking about you being named the manager of the baseball team, but now the season has come to a close. And first off, Coach, your assessment of the 2018 season. I mean, when you look back on it, you've had a couple of days to kind of reflect. What's your thoughts on the way how the year went?
It was good. Good for my first year. Good learning experience. We were young. So I can't really be disappointed in how the season turned out. We played a lot of good close games. Just came up on the wrong side of a few.
Yeah, I think from a spectator standpoint, the thing that was frustrating in a sense is you guys, even though you're so young, Coach, you guys were so close in so many games this season, even in some of the games that turned out to be a fairly lopsided score. I mean, we go back, we talk about the loss to Carbon in the opening round of the state tournament. That game is 2-0 in the third inning. I mean, it's a close game with the runner-up throughout the, in the state championship tournament. You guys were so close.
Yeah, like I said, it just comes down to experience. I only had two kids that even played any varsity last year at all. And it's a big difference from JV to varsity. I mean, most people don't think that, but it is a huge experience for them with emotions and everything, so...
Well, let's talk about the way the season came to a close. A loss to Union. This is in the one-loss bracket in a game in which you guys actually had control of this contest, Coach. I'm sure when you guys were up in this game 7-5, you probably felt pretty comfortable about where the team was sitting.
I wasn't quite comfortable just because of the way the ball was bouncing there. A lot of errors both sides. I don't know if it was the turf or nerves or what, but both teams had a lot of errors. I kept urging the kids to get a few more runs, tack on, just to make it a little more comfortable. We didn't really do it. They came back, tied it up in the fifth, and then took a lead in the sixth, and then we just couldn't chip away. We had runners in scoring position, second and third base to tie the ball game. Just couldn't get them across.
It's kind of fitting, I guess, right? Because the season started in which you guys had runners in scoring position to potentially tie a game, and it was called because of sunlight, because of darkness. So you guys start the season with some runners in scoring position, unable to get them across, and that's kind of how the season ends. I guess it's a reoccurring theme for you guys throughout the year. I mean, you were able to get guys in scoring position, but leaving runners on base seemed to be a problem.
Yeah, we just never really had that clutch hit. When we needed it with runners in scoring position, kind of the theme of the year. I think that comes with experience as well.
No, I agree. I agree 100%. Outside of finishing 1-2, Coach, at the state tournament, how pleased were you with the way the kids performed?
Good. Good for their first time. I think it'll help a ton next year when state tournament rolls around with experience.
How much different is it playing in the state tournament now that you've had one under your belt compared to the region and regular season?
I think it'll help. They'll know the mindset going in a little better, and hopefully won't be as nervous.
Is it difficult from a manager standpoint dealing with the pitch count, the restrictions that they have placed now here in the state of Utah, and playing at a state tournament where you have to work your way through a one-loss bracket knowing that, you know, these kids can only throw X amount of pitches, but at the same time, you may have to win 4 or 5 games to get back to where you want to get? I mean, that has to be difficult from a manager standpoint.
Yeah, that's tough. Luckily, I have quite a few kids that can throw. We kind of relied on three or four there towards the end of the season just because they were throwing so well. But like I said, I do have a lot of kids that could have thrown. Just getting past that one area, that one game.
Do you feel, Coach, that you guys were playing some of your best baseball later in the year? Or was that, I know when you and I had talked, you said at the beginning of the season you guys had beat some good teams. Did you see that vast improvement at the end of the year the way you would have liked?
In the last few games, we played defensively really well. I think we played really well against Carbon defensively. They scored 9 runs. They strung some hits together. But like you said, it was 2-0 going in the third. Defensively, I was happy where we were. We've improved a lot. Offensively, it just comes down to that one clutch hit here or there, and we win a few more games.
Yeah, no question about it, Coach. And again, you mentioned what a young team you guys have. You only really have to say goodbye to 3 seniors, Easton Gordon, Jared Snow, and also Colton Wilson. What did these 3 seniors mean to the team this year?
They're huge. They have a lot of leadership. They come to practice, work hard every day. Set a good example for the younger kids. Couldn't have asked for better seniors my first year.
Let's talk about him individually. Easton Gordon is a kid that has seen valuable time on this roster since he was basically a sophomore. I believe he even played a little bit as a freshman. How do you replace a kid like Easton?
It's tough. Hopefully somebody will step up and fill those shoes. Those are big shoes to fill. He's a great leader on the field and off the field. Great example all the way around, like a baseball player should be. So tough to fill.
One of the things I've always noticed about Easton is emotionally, he always seems to be intact. Like, he's always right where he needs to be emotionally as far as his balance, his body balance goes and his mindset. I mean, if we're talking basketball, football, or baseball, it seems like he's always on point in those two aspects.
Yeah, he's got a good head on his shoulders. Like I said, he goes about doing his work, gets the work done, doesn't show a lot of emotion. Just does what he's supposed to.
Talk about Colton Wilson, because he definitely hit the ball very well at times throughout the season, and I'm not sure how much you expected to get from Colton offensively, but at times this year, Coach, he was pretty potent for you.
Yeah, Colton was a huge asset to our team. Another great leader, worked hard in practice every day. Great kid all around. There's nothing I could say bad about Colton. Great kid, works hard. He's going into the Air Force, already passed his test to get accepted. That's huge.
Definitely. And, of course, Jared Snow as well, Coach, and this is a kid that when he got on base, he was pretty dangerous. I mean, he was a threat for you guys on the base paths.
Yeah, and, you know, Jared struggled at the start of the season. We switched up a few things. He worked hard at it. Had 3 huge hits in the last state game against Union. Probably my most improved player on any team. Really worked hard at what we changed and really started to hit the ball well for us. Great defensive player. Usually chased everything down. His nickname was the Black Hole in center, and he did just that, sucked everything down for us.
Coach, looking ahead to what you guys managed to build this year, I'm sure for a coach it's nice to know that the majority of these kids are coming back, especially if you feel that you have made strides in a short period of time. I mean, that's a good thing.
Yeah, I'm pretty confident in what we have returning next year. I got 9 seniors coming back. What more could you ask for?
Right. Yeah, right. Coach, from a dugout perspective, how did everything mesh with the assistant coaches that you have as well, and how much did you have to lean on those guys?
Meshed really well. I couldn't ask for better coaches. They bought into the game plan, and I feel that we executed it pretty well as a group. We're all on the same page. And like I said, we're trying to build a tradition here. And I feel the guys I have in that spot are going to going to help us succeed.
What was the biggest learning experience that you took away, Coach, from year one?
I would just say probably dealing with the kids. A lot of different age groups, dealing with how they handle things emotionally, physically. It's probably the biggest thing I took from year one.
Is it a big difference from the junior college ranks?
Yeah. Yep. You know, the junior college kids, you're getting the best of every from surrounding schools. You're getting the best players from those schools. They're all there to work hard. Not saying the high school team doesn't work hard, but they're fighting for position day in and day out. The high school kids, like I said, there's some of them are 15 years old, 16 years old.
Yeah,
don't really know what they want in life yet.
Exactly. You're molding young minds at the high school level, right?
Yep, definitely.
Coach, what's next now for this baseball team now that the season is done? Do you have anything in the future planned or at least coming up here relatively soon?
Yeah, we're going to start doing some practices here relatively soon. We got a few games scheduled with surrounding schools. We're going to try to get at least 16 games in this summer.
Do you encourage the kids to play some Legion Bowl as well?
Yes, I have.
That's good.
Hopefully they'll get out and do it. That's what it takes. I talked with a few of them that are good basketball players. Said, why are you so good at basketball? Because we go to camps, we work on it. I said, would you do that for baseball? And they said they would. So that's what it's going to take, is a lot of off-season work.
It is a year-round sport, right? I mean, baseball, I know we don't live in the climate for a year-round sport of baseball, but, I mean, to exceed, it is a year-round sport.
Yeah, it is. You've got to work at it constantly to get better. There's really no off-season if you want to be good.
Right. So. Well, Coach, it's been so much fun getting you on each week to kind of dissect the way the kids are performing throughout the year. Thank you for always making time for us. And I know before you know it, we'll be talking about baseball once again.
Yeah, can't wait.
Again, that's Rob Smith, manager of the Emory High School baseball team, recapping the 2018 season in which Emory again went 1-2 at the state tournament, falling to Union and Carbon, but getting a win over Grantsville and actually ending Grantsville's season. Emory will be back next year, another year under the belt for a lot of kids on that team. Again, they're only graduating 3 seniors, only one senior that really had a lot of varsity baseball experience. I think Coach Smith and the Spartans really may have even overachieved when you take a look at what that team had. Hey, we have more Drive Time Sports coming up. We're going to talk a lot of NBA basketball, and that's straight ahead when we return right here on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.